Welcome to Camera Dojo, the official podcast of CameraDojo.com, where we help you make the most out of your photography. This is your host, Kerry Garrison, and today I want to talk about some other websites that are out there that you may or may not know about. If you're really into photography and you're looking for some other cool websites to check out, I've got a good list of them here, and they're ones that I look at all the time. Some of the people are good friends of mine, so take a look and see if you like them and go from there. The first one is from a friend named Udi, and Udi's site is DIYphotography.net, and he has all kinds of do-it-yourself projects, low-cost projects, all kinds of cool things to really help stretch your budget. Recently, he's done some stuff with how to create time-lapse movies with open-source software, some cool techniques for shooting really good car shots, how to build a backlit slope backdrop for product photography, all kinds of good stuff over there. That's DIYphotography.net. Be sure and check that out. Now, if you're going to try and remember what all these websites I'm going to talk about are, just remember, go to the show notes. You'll find them all, and I'll have links to everything. So you don't have to try and remember to write it down. You don't need to be taking pen and writing it on your hand, anything like that. Just go to the show notes, what I'm gonna talk about each one and why I think they're pretty cool. Another good website is digitalphotographyschool.com. It's digital-photography-school.com. Tons of good tips and tutorials, things with about camera equipment, post-production, product reviews, really, really good website for helping you learn more about your photography and how to take better pictures. Really good when it comes to tutorials. Some really good stuff there. So be sure and check that out at Digital Photography School. Another good one is Epic Edits. This is a resource and community for photography enthusiasts. He has product reviews, contests, tips, techniques, all kinds of good stuff like that. Brian is a great guy over there. He keeps the site updated all the time. So be sure and check that one out. It's blog.epicedits.com. And there's some really neat stuff going on over there. If you want to read more about what's going on in the photography business side of things, a great website is Photo Business News and Forum. It's photobusinessforum.blogspot.com. And there's all kinds of business-related news there. Recent ones are things like iStock Photo indemnifying clients up to $250,000, a New York presentation next week, The Art of the Deal, Google Analytics, The Missing Manual, things about Associated Press, all kinds of stuff that really have to do with the business of photography. There's no techniques, there's no lighting tips. This is all about the business of photography. So I think it's a really good read because it keeps you up on what's going on. Very often it's talking about legal issues that are going on, laws and bills that are being passed that you probably should know about. Things like the Digital Millennium Copyright Act or the Orphan Act and all these things that you really should follow when you're in the photography business. So that's Photo Business News and Forum at photobusinessforum.blogspot.com. If you want an awesome forum, great forum, it's all it is. There's no articles, there's no news, it's just a forum, but it's one of the best out there. That's Open Source Photo. That's opensourcephoto.net, and it's run by David J and a few other guys. Really good stuff. There's just tons of helpful things. There's stuff about Show It, because that's David J's stuff. There's camera related forums. There's how-to stuff. There's tips. There's critique section on there. It's one of the best photography forums out there. It's just, you can get lost in there. There's so many new posts going on there every day. So it's opensourcephoto.net. If you're looking for a great forum with lots of interaction. Now, a great just general news site is 1001 Noisy Cameras. Really good for staying up on what's going on in the industry. Where he gets some of this news is beyond me, but he has tons of news on there all the time. So it's definitely one that you need to keep an eye on. He links to other things that are going on in other websites, other people's sites. But if you really want to stay on top of the best news that's going on, 1001 noisy cameras can't be beat. It's one of the best ones out there. Now, if you're into lighting, you want to really improve your lighting, I probably don't even need to say it, but strobus.com is certainly one of the best out there for that. There's all kinds of tutorials. There's videos on occasion. There's things about where photographers have done some type of project and have then gone back and explained how they got there. So if you really want to improve your photography skills when it comes to using small speed lights, strobus.com is certainly one of the best. You can't go wrong. There's tons of articles on there, reviews of different equipment, radio poppers, things like that. So you can always stay up on what's going on with those things. Another good site and podcast is studiolighting.net. They do studio lighting things. They've got video tutorials. They've got a podcast. They've got all kinds of stuff about studio lighting. They don't deal with the small strobe lights. It's all about studio lighting. So that's one of my favorite things. So that's why I kind of like this particular show, because it's really about the things that I do in the studio. And they have some news on their website, but it's the podcast and it's the video tutorials, which is all free over there. So check that out, studiolighting.net. Very, very good for that stuff. Now, there's two websites that I'm going to point out that it's almost best if you never go there, because you can get so sucked in because of the amount of content that they do. The first is John Knack. John Knack is the product manager for Photoshop, and he posts 7 days a week. Without fail, there is something new there every day. Sometimes it's a little news thing. Sometimes it's a link to a handful of related articles. Sometimes it's just weird things that have come up around the net. All kinds of cool stuff. A lot of stuff having to do with Photoshop or Lightroom and all kinds of photography related things. So even though it's very Photoshop centric because he's the product manager, there's something there for everybody. And the fact that he posts every single day just means there's tons of cool stuff. And some of the links to some of the photography things that he does, they're just really cool. So I never miss John's stuff. I go to it every single day. Another one you should never miss, and this is a never miss, Monday through Friday, digitalprotalk.com. This is David Zeiser's blog. He posts something there Monday through Friday. Sometimes it's business, sometimes it's technique. Like Mondays are usually around business things. Tuesdays are about techniques. Wednesdays are about something else. So every day there's a specific topic, and he posts a very extensive post each day about that topic. So if you're looking to learn more about business, it's there. If you're looking to know more about technique, whether it be lighting, shooting, posing, all that, the technique stuff, it's all there. If you're looking to know more about how to do post-production, there's a lot of stuff there. So it's a great site. David really knows his stuff. He's an excellent teacher. So make sure that you check out digitalprotalk.com and go through David's stuff. There is so much material. Like I said, I wish he would slow down, because he posts so much. It's hard to keep up with it. The same with John Knack. So those are... they're really difficult to stay on top of, because you have to go check them every single day, because there's always new stuff. So don't miss those. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and as soon as we get back, we'll be talking about some more things going on in the world of photography. Welcome back. I want to make sure that nobody forgets about all the cool discount things that we have going on over at Camera Dojo. There's a 10% discount on Topaz Labs Photoshop plugins with discount code Camera Dojo. There's a link to get a free camera bag when you purchase a large bag from Think Tank Photo. There's 15% off on Photomatics with discount code Camera Dojo 15. There's the strobe light promotion going on from Westcott. There's the 20% off Camera Dojo Lightroom presets with the discount code Dojo20. So lots of cool things going on over at Camera Dojo when it comes to getting deals. We have some more coming up. We have a deal coming up with TrekPod that is going to be exclusive to Camera Dojo. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be a TrekPod Go. It's going to have the ball head, and it's going to have an exclusive pan and tilt head for shooting video. That's going to be exclusive to Camera Dojo. So watch for that. We should have the first ones in here this week so we can start checking them out and showing you guys how these work. But this is going to be a really cool deal. It's a great bargain for you. You worked out a great deal to bring this exclusive offer to Camera Dojo listeners and to readers of the blog. Now this past week, we've put up a couple things. We did a review of the Delkin Snugit Pro. This is a protective rubber coating for your DSLR. I put it on my 50D, and you know, it was all right. I kind of liked it, and I would probably continue to use it, except that I always use my battery grip, and I'm almost always have my 580 EX2 on the top of my camera. So, I mean, even if I'm not using it, for whatever reason, I always keep it there. And those two things cause problems with the Snugit Pro, causing it to not seat properly. So if you don't do that, and you don't usually have a flash on your camera, and you don't use a battery pack, then it's really cool. It's got a good feel to it. You just feel like you're not gonna drop it, even if your hands get sweaty. You got a good grip on your camera. It's gonna protect your camera from dings and nicks and keep the corners from getting worn from when you just picking it up and putting it down all the time. It's gonna wear those corners of your camera. Well, with the Snugit Pro on there, when you're done with your camera and you're ready to sell it, you could pull that off and your camera is gonna look brand new. Well, unless it looked bad before you put the Snugit on, but assuming it was in good shape before you put it on, it's gonna look exactly the same way as the time you put the Snugit Pro on your camera. So I do recommend it for people who can use it well, and that's without a battery pack or without an accessory flash on your camera all the time. Otherwise, you're saying they're cutting it up, and it kind of defeats the purpose. So check that out. It's the Delkin Snugit Pro. It wasn't very expensive, and like I said, it's not for heavy shooters, but it's for pretty much everybody else. Now this week, Adobe released Lightroom 2.5 and Camera Raw 5.5. Now, that's good. I mean, it's always nice to see updates. It's not a very big update. The main thing is it adds support for the Nikon D300S, the Nikon D3000, the Olympus EP1, the Panasonic DMC FZ35, and the Panasonic DMC GF1. It also fixes a few bugs here and there. Doesn't really say exactly what, other than it includes a correction to some algorithms for bare sensor cameras, which is most of them, with unequal grain response. Olympus, Panasonic, and Sony are among the most popular camera manufacturers affected by this change. It also corrects a problem in Lightroom 2.4 on Windows that it would continue to display the import dialog regardless of your setting. Now, my experience is that there's usually a bunch of things under the hood that were changed. In Lightroom 2.4, it actually fixed a bug when it came to importing if you had your camera plugged directly into your computer versus using a card reader, but there was nowhere in any of the notes. So there's sure to be some other fixes that are in there besides just these two and the new cameras. What's also missing is any mention of some of the newer cameras that are out, but Tom Hogarty on Twitter made a post and kind of explained that. And what he said was that there's preliminary support for a handful of cameras. So Tom says that Lightroom 2.5 and Camera Raw 5.5 include preliminary support for the Canon 7D, the G11, and the S90. What that means is that Lightroom will open the files, but they're not close to final quality. So yeah, that's great. You can open them, but they're not gonna look very good. So if you have those cameras, for the time being, you're probably gonna wanna use the Canon software that comes with the camera to convert those from RAWs to JPEGs or whatever else you're working on. Or what you can do is use the Canon software, convert the image from RAW to something that's lossless but high resolution, such as a TIFF. Then you can use Lightroom, import that TIFF, and then make your changes to it, your adjustments and all that, and then export it as a JPEG. So if you really want to use Lightroom because of some of the tools in it, you can do it. It's just going to add another step for the time being until the next version of Lightroom and Camera Raw come out that have the updates for those cameras. So not the best news in the world for some people who are buying these brand new cameras, but what can you do for the time being? I mean, there's not much else you can do to solve that. But watch for that. I'm sure it won't be very long, and we'll see some more updates for Lightroom and Camera Raw for those cameras. That's pretty much it for this week. I wish there was a longer show, and I wish we would have had a guest, but he had to reschedule at the last possible minute, and so I didn't have a backup guest scheduled and ready to go. So I figured I'd just get some stuff out there and talk about some other websites that I've wanted to talk to you about for a while. So there it was. There's a bunch of websites and the latest things going on in the photography world. So that's it for me. This is your host, Kerry Garrison, and you can find me always at cameradojo.com or kerrygarrison.com. You can always follow the show at twitter.com/cameradojo or facebook.com/cameradojo. And I post not just the things that are going on with the show, the website. I also do some industry news as things come up throughout the day or throughout the week. So check those out, and we will catch you next week.